James Rowe, thank you.
Okay.
That was Mrs.?
Mrs. James Rowe.
All righty.
That's the problem. I had a note in here the other day that the commander coming down the Marines left for me on Vietnam. I can't find it anywhere. Did you try to get the location?
Yes, sir.
I told him that we'd put him in Paris. That's all I'm willing to do, and must be out of sight.
Well, they're all right on that, but I thought by your humor, must be led to close the closet for a minute. Go to some sort of a build-up for me, and report me out. Go to find that. That's my answer.
St. Louis, Missouri, currently on legal staff, city housing authority, lawyer, able to get along with the old Negro faction. You know her?
Who's that?
That's Frank Muse, Freeman, St. Louis, Missouri. Will you take that and check it out, have Lee White check it out?
Yeah. Frank, are you Freeman?
St. Louis, Missouri, the Civil Rights Commission.
You're going to decide to defer that until after the legislature?
I don't think so. I don't know. You think so? Ashley White.
First of all, I think that the town was just for
the whole name is. Why?
In the first place, there was a Negro on it.
This is Negro.
Oh, it's Negro on
it?
Frankie.
I believe she's.
Frankie Freeman.
What?
I don't know.
Frankie Hughes Freeman. She's okay. Recommended by Margaret Price. You can find out. I think she's next.
Ready?
Yes?
Hello?
Lib?
Yes?
How you getting along?
Well, how wonderful to hear your voice.
You happy?
I'm getting along just fine.
You feeling sorry for yourself?
Am I feeling sorry
yeah.
for yourself?
Yeah.
No, are you? You're not, are you?
Yeah, are you in a good humor?
I'm in a good humor.
You want to be district commissioner?
Oh, Mr. President, that's lovely. But I can't be that and be the wife of the president. Of James Rowe. You know. I really, my goodness.
So Briner, you know, is not going to, we're not going to reappoint him. We're going to want name a woman. I think you're the best one I know of. So wish you'd think it over and let me know tomorrow.
Well, thank you, and I'll talk to James. But, you know, I think you've got an awfully good one there right now.
Who?
Walter, Mr. Briner.
Oh, but he doesn't want a reappointment.
Well, you could persuade him in a minute. I really think you could.
Well, they tell me no, and...
Go ahead and call Mrs. James Rowe, talking okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Service you may desire me in the forthcoming national election, Walter Cabrera.
Well, I'm so flattered, I just can't tell you. You take my breath away. But I think, really, for the city and for you, if you can wait it today, and I think all it would take is for you to, you know, call him over and talk to him. Because I think, I really think it's great.
Well, who's been satisfied with you women raising hell about not getting anything?
Oh, my goodness. Well, look at me. I've got something.
I know it, but you haven't got enough. I've got a...
Well, if you could persuade him, I think that Polly Shackleton would be marvelous. But he really, I do think he'd be, if you could have him, I think you'd have a united party in the district. I think he's got the respect of everybody. And it's a terrific job. And a thankless one, really. And I think he's great in the office.
Well, I thought you loved the district. I guess you love Roe more.
That's right.
Well, he's a selfish devil.
I just, you know.
You think about it and call me tomorrow or call Walter.
All right.
Bye.
That's lovely to talk to you.
Bye.